As churchgoers file into their places of worship this Easter morning, most will find their seats to the accompaniment of organ music. But the people who play those organs are becoming an endangered species. As NPR's Netta Ulaby explains, advanced electronics, changing styles of worship, and shrinking music schools are making it difficult to build a career as a church organist.
Professional organists usually trace their passion to childhood and church. There, they usually realize that the organ is the ultimate gadget.
What attracted me was the number of buttons I could push on it, and how loud it was, how fast you could play on it.
Steve Kanolski started playing the organ at 7. Now he's 16. Slightly built and intense, he is, in some ways, the quintessential organ nerd. Steve doesn't care if he's out of step with an MTV-obsessed peer group. While they're flipping burgers or playing penny stocks on the internet, he's building a fulfilling career.
I'm the organist at Eastport United Methodist Church in Annapolis, and I have a regular paying salary there. About $10,000 is my base salary, minus all the weddings and funerals and everything. My friends think it's pretty cool, and the money I make, they think is very cool.
That's Steve performing Bach's Prelude in C Major at St. Paul's Church in Washington, D.C. He'd like it known there's a lot that's cool about playing the organ.
If you put Metallica in that church sanctuary and you have them play their loudest song ever, I bet my whole salary that I could make that church rumble more than they could with that organ.
But whether Steve will continue as a professional organist once he's past his teens is another question. Christopher Young chairs the organ department at one of the country's best music schools at Indiana University.
Why would you get a master's degree in organ to be greeted by about a $10,000 a year part-time church job?
Organ students often dream of a glamorous career as star organist in a big urban church. But the realities of the job market are more grim.
There are literally hundreds of openings around the country right now for positions for organists in churches. But that would have to be a job you would do because you love it, not because you can raise your family on it.
James Thomashower is president of the American Guild of Organists.
Unfortunately, we see that seminaries are downsizing their music programs or in some cases closing music programs. And it's a very sad and very disheartening thing.
Wittenberg College in Ohio, for example, once had a respected music school, a graduate program in sacred music, and nearly 200 students. Trudy Faber saw the music program she chairs nearly disintegrate in the early 80s. Now the college has a tiny undergraduate department that struggles to keep going.
So it's not that we were not getting in very good students, and it was not that we were unable to place students. We were doing both. From 93 to 98, we had no majors in church music.
Top schools like Indiana have been less affected. Department Chair Christopher Young still monitors national trends.
We have seen, I think, a decline in the number of teaching positions specifically geared towards organ. We're seeing many of those positions once held by organists where they did chapel, where they taught organ, where they taught harpsichord, they did choir, and maybe taught music theory and history. We're seeing those, when these people retire, transformed into PhD music history, music theory, ethnomusicology, reflecting, of course, our new global culture. Those aesthetic issues for us specifically might be the question of so-called contemporary music, which some of us view to be often insipid or at least vapid. Another might be what a friend of mine calls the Kmart effect. We've been inundated by newer, better-sounding electronic organs, which many of us view to be a kind of assault on our heritage.
Organ professors such as Young do their best to uphold classical organ traditions and prepare students for a new set of musical demands. Here, Young plays a 20th century piece by Charles Tournemire.
you do need to move with the times. And it's our job to qualitatively select music that we feel has value to the church. I'm not against popular music. I'm against bad popular music.
To help keep traditional church music attractive to young musicians, the American Guild of Organists sponsors pizza parties, workshops, and national competitions. At the district finals held this month in Washington, D.C., Steve Konolsky and Scott Anthony were the only competitors. 19-year-old Scott won, playing Mendelssohn's Third Sonata. Scott majors in piano and organ at Peabody Conservatory.
People realize that organ music does have a place in the church, and that it's a tradition that really should be kept, and I think it's a better way of worshiping God, actually.
What has always attracted professional musicians to the church organ is what will keep them there, a blend of rigor, aesthetics, and faith, mingled together in one mighty sound. Netta Ulaby, NPR News, Washington.